You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1041 AM here on this Friday, September 1st. I'm Cameron Heron, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. And I am joined by a couple of interesting guests, let's just call them that. It's Darren Selzler and Don Rascott of the Police Department. Always a fun time to have them on here in the first Friday of every month. And how are you two doing today?
Great. Thanks. Thanks again for having us. I know we were just on here recently prior to Oxcart, right?
Yep.
Was that last time?
Yeah.
We talked about after the Night to Unite and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Kind of walking in Oxcart. So yeah, no, appreciate it. Thanks for having us back. Yeah,
we had so much fun. We wanted to come back.
Yeah, I know. These are always just the whale of a time, that's
well,
for sure.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, for sure. But we do have a pretty serious discussion to talk about today. And with school starting up next week already, perfect time for to bring you guys in and talk about back-to-school safety, which is always a very important thing. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, let's just get right into it.
Chief?
Yeah. No.
You got an opening statement there?
Yeah, no, so like exactly, I'm just going to echo a little bit like what you said. You know, school starts, we have a long weekend, which I think everybody's looking forward to, and we start school on Tuesday with the middle school, and then Wednesday is kind of the big day with the high school side of it coming back. So, like always, we wanted to just kind of maybe talk a little bit about the workflow as far as traffic and different things at the schools, and remind parents to talk with their kids as, you know, school safety, walking to school, crossing the streets, you know. The Central High School up on Fisher Avenue, we've done a really good job over the last few years, you know, having some real nice illuminated crossing areas for the kids, and, you know, some flashing signs for school zones, both at the Highland and high school. Mm-hmm. But like everything, you know, you need to be cognitive of what's going on around you and kind of paying attention to that. So, you know, and I was going to have Don talk a little bit here. You know, Don is our school resource officer, has been a school resource officer now for, what has it been, Don, about 7 years, 8 years?
Seems like it's been a lot longer than that. Actually, the 2017-2018
there we
school
go.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that you started my senior year of high school.
Senior year of high school, yeah.
But unofficially, I worked day shift for years, and I would handle anything in the school prior to that, too. So it does seem like a lot longer than that.
Yeah, so, you know, Don was just going to kind of explain some of that. You know, there has been some construction up at Highland this year, so we just thought we'd address that a little bit and hopefully give some tips that we can do help parents and students this year going back to school.
You bet. So Cameron, as you know, we've had a lot of construction in both the high school and the middle school Highland. The high school mostly was internal. Highland has internal and external, and the external is, of course, in not going to be finished prior to school starting. So we are going to have quite a busy first week and first several weeks. And as I think as our parents and citizens know, Highland's always had a challenge for the parking, not only for teachers and for parents and drop-offs. And I'll tell you, Principal Trostead has done a phenomenal job at keeping those two separated as far as bus drop-offs, parents dropping off, keeping kids safe. We like to keep cars away from buses for obvious reasons. So this year it's going to be a challenge with all the construction going on. For the first, I'm going to guess, 4 weeks, the teachers will not have their parking lot to park in because of all the construction. So along with the city, they have agreed to shroud those no parking signs, and our teachers will be parking along Central Avenue. We are going to be able to have our parents come into the normal area that they did last year to drop off their kids. Now, because of the construction and for safety, they're going to find some cones, and we're going to want our parents to either walk their children or have their children walk in the coned-off area next to the fence for safety. And you'll see that. We're going to have people out there. We're going to have an officer out there. If not myself, it'll be another Crookston officer. Excuse me. So just parents, we ask that you use some patience with us. We had North Central painted so that we actually have a turn lane now, and so residents that live further east on that road can get past the turning area, so we don't have such a backup of traffic there. I'll tell you, we've really done everything that we can to keep normal traffic going, to get parents in and out of there, to get buses flowing freely, and with optimum safety in mind for that. So it's all coming together. We are, as I said, we are going to have an officer there to help direct traffic. So parents, please be cognizant of the officer there directing traffic. Principal Trostedt will be out there. Be patient with us the first couple days. It really doesn't matter how we have things set up. It just seems like everybody, of course, wants to bring their children, you know, the first couple days, and they want pictures, and we think that's great. We promote that. But so it's going to be a little slow down. So you know what? Give yourself 5-10 extra minutes in dropping your child off, and things will actually smooth out themselves. But that's the Highland. That's the Highland story. Just know that we're going to face some challenges there for probably the first 3 to 4 weeks there due to the ongoing construction.
And yeah, it's always tough to try and find that balance of, you know, speed and safety, you know, that. But it sounds like you have a nice plan in place, and hopefully that goes smoothly.
We do, and we have, you know, we've had the chief involved with the street department and the school district involved, and you know, with our new school superintendent, he's involved in all of this, and he is super safety minded. I don't know if you know Dr. Berquist, but he gets very involved in this and wants to make sure everyone is safe. So with all of these entities with safety in mind, we're doing everything we can. And so we ask our citizens, even citizens that don't have children who are out driving, please be aware that in the next week, we're going to have a lot of pedestrians, particularly during school hours and school times, and particularly in the mornings and the afternoon. So slow down, keep your eyes open, and please yield to pedestrians in the crosswalks.
Yeah, all important stuff. You have anything to add?
Yeah,
to that,
no, I was just going to comment on that too. Don brought up a really good point. You know, the police department's and worked really close in conjunction with Brandon Carlson, our public works director over on North Central in front of Highland School, to kind of have, you know, turn a two lane almost into a three lane up there as so people that aren't dropping off their kids have that bypass lane, if you want to call that, to continue moving to the east. So I know that even with some of the parking arrangements that we've created over the last few years, it still can get really congested. And I also just briefly spoke about it. I want to mention also that, you know, again, on Highland and up at the high school, so on Fisher Avenue and North Central, I think this is our second school year, Don, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe third, where we implemented the illuminated school zone signs.
Oh, those are great. It's second year we've had
second
those.
Second year. So, you know, it's always been designated a school zone, both of those school areas. Mm-hmm. But we in conjunction with the school, the county, and the city, we all partnered together to cost share those signs, which are illuminated school zone signs, and also slows down the traffic a little bit, you know, so.
And we have dropped the speed limit down there.
We have, you know, and again, I just want to remind parents and general public that if you're going in those school zone areas, please, please slow down. Please watch for kids. Again, I know we're all hurrying in the morning and everybody, you know, extra time to drop off your child and then get to work. But like Don mentioned, give yourselves a little extra time. And those school zone areas, you know, we're really reasonable about them. We just have the signs illuminated, you know, for about an hour in the morning, dropping off kids. And then about at the end of the day, you know, that 2:30 to 3:30 area where they're flashing again when kids would be leaving. And just so people know, when they're flashing, kids do not need to be present for that, for you to slow down or for that law to be in place. You, regardless, the statute just says an area where kids could be used or occupied by kids. So if they're flashing, kids present or not, we really still need you to slow down. So, that's the biggest thing. Just we need to partner with everybody, not only parents, but all our drivers and community members to really just watch those areas. And, you know, we certainly just want the best for our kids, and that's all we're trying to, you know, accomplish.
And from a personal perspective, like, those signs are definitely helpful for, you know, people who aren't dropping kids off to school. It helps the entire community because it's easier to see, like, oh, this is what's going on. Like, especially like those flashing ones at the crosswalks near people are crossing near the schools. It's like, oh, I can identify from, you know, 100, 200 feet away, like that. Exactly. Oh, someone's crossing. I need to slow down.
And yeah, you know, those LED illumination on those signs, they're hard to miss. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so again, when we put those in, we partnered with the school and just came up with what we felt were the most applicable times, you know, in the morning and afternoon, where the kids are present. So it's only, you know, those two periods. So it's not all day. But again, like you said, you can't miss them when they're flashing. It's pretty apparent. So, yeah.
You know, and since we're talking about safety, I'd just like to mention this new grant that we received for our school buses. We have those stop arm cameras. So I want our citizens to know that on top of the safety of our school buses, we have these cameras that when those stop arms are deployed, they are now able to take photos of anyone that runs the stop arm. And then we can take law enforcement action from there. So we have many different facets of safety employed here in Crookston to keep our kids safe. So needless to say, we take safety pretty seriously.
Yeah, and I think, those stop signs on the bus, you know, sometimes not everyone is fully aware of what that means, and that could be a very high safety hazard, like just in general, because you never know where the kids are coming out from.
The buses are large vehicles, and you have young kids that, you know, are walking in front or behind. And, you know, we still have multiple reports a year of people going through the stop arms on buses. And, you know, just as a reminder, if it's yellow, I mean, that means proceed with very, very, you know, cognitive, being conscious of what's going around you. But if they're red, you absolutely just gotta, you know.
It's the same as a stop sign or a stop light.
And wait. And now Don said, with these added cameras and that, and we take each one of those serious because thankfully we've never had an incident involving a vehicle and student. But again, we just want to make sure and reiterate that please just be patient, take your extra time. Anything around buses, schools, however that looks.
Yeah, and let's make it another year of complete safety, hopefully. Everyone heeds that advice and everything will go smoothly. So I guess I also wanted to ask, like, is the interior construction of these schools done or will that, is there any sort of safety advice for that? Or
pretty darn close. The I'll tell you, it's amazing what they've done to the high school. Nice. I just did a walkthrough last night and it is amazing. Excuse me, how they've come. I was there 2 weeks ago, and it was like, how are they going to finish this before school starts? And it's ready to go.
Wow.
And it was fun. I did a walkthrough last night. It was fun to watch the teachers. They're all excited. They've got their furniture back in their classrooms. They're getting their classrooms ready. I'm excited for the students. I'm excited for the teachers. We have new administration. We have a new superintendent who is just loaded with energy, and I just think we're very lucky to have him. I've been in several meetings. I think the chief has been in several meetings with him. He just he just brings a lot of energy to Crookston. And on top of that, we have a new middle school principal, Sierra Hankslaven. And she, again, is full of energy, brings a lot of experience and a lot of energy to the position. So I personally am excited to get back to work and to see how we can bring up all of our scores, our academic scores. Mm-hmm. We have very high expectations for both our parents and our students as far as disciplinary issues. We want our students to come to school to learn and to have fun, but to be responsible students. And we believe here in Crookston that can happen and will happen. And I don't know. I'm really looking forward to this school year.
I'd like to think that when I was growing up, the Crookston School Department did a pretty good job at minimizing that stuff. Like, Obviously, there's always going to be some things, but as much as you can minimize it, like, that's always ideal.
Well, our school board has just done a phenomenal hiring job of some really quality people, and I found that over the summer in working with them. So, no, I'm excited. I'm ready for it. I really am.
That sounds like a lot of great stuff there. And anything else that you wanted to chat about? We got a few minutes left.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Chief?
No, I think we kind of we touched on, I think, everything we were looking at, like Don said, and to echo what you said, you know, we are very lucky. We have a great school district in Crookston. We have great teachers, great administration, and everything in between. And, you know, we're fortunate at the police department. We always have had a really good working relationship with the Crookston School District, and some new faces this year, like Don said, but from initial meetings and everything. I already know it's going to be great. We're going to have another good partnership with everyone. And you know, we're here for anything, school related or not. So if any teachers, parents, administration, anybody have concerns, I'm welcome to have them call me, stop in and talk about it anytime. Again, our top priority always is and will be is our the public safety of our children. And so, again, I'm looking forward to it like Don, and I'm confident we're going to have a great year, as we always do. And, yeah, excited to move forward. Crazy how fast the summer went.
I know.
We're actually sitting here talking about that.
It always goes so fast.
It's insane. Yeah, sure.
It's crazy.
And, you know, we talk a lot about the public schools, but we also have three private schools here in town, too. And the chief has made sure that I am responsible for them as well. So we want to extend out the SRO services to, you know, the Cathedral and to Our Saviors and to the Tri-Valley Preschool as well. And so, and they know that I'm in constant contact with their principals, and we just have, like the chief said, a great working relationship with all the schools in town here.
Yeah, it's a lot of great things to hear. So if that's all we've got,
no, I appreciate that.
Any last second comments?
No, I just appreciate you coming in or allowing us to come in and talk about this. It's needless to say, we're pretty passionate about this.
Yeah.
So we don't have a problem talking about it. We invite any questions. And like the chief said, he has an open door policy. I do too at the school. If anyone wishes to contact me or call me, my office is out of the school, and, we're both pretty approachable.
Yeah, and it's always nice to have members of the community that are willing to step up and help the kids be the best versions of themselves and be the safest versions of themselves as well. So
absolutely.
I guess I'll extend a thank you to you two as well for
thank
putting
you.
In all that hard work. But
appreciate it. Yep.
And thank you for coming on Valley Talk.
All right, thanks again for having us. Yep. See you in about a month.
Sounds good. So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Friday, September 1st, with Crookston Police Department members Darren Selzler and Don Rascott.